This is The Brief on today's Wednesday Daily Conversational AI Watch, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist, Inc. Well, today's stories all revolve around one central tension. While AI integrates deeply into our lives, a handful of tech executives are quietly making the final calls on safety, privacy, and liability. First up, 30 new Tumblr Ridge lawsuits against OpenAI and Sam Altman allege their policy team actually overruled safety experts' recommendations to alert the RCMP about a threat, an allegation OpenAI calls absolutely false. Also, California's Adams Law just passed 39-0 and 64-4, but only after Altman texted Governor Newsom during final negotiations to successfully narrow the bill. With execs acting like referees rewriting the rulebook mid-game, how can one text message alter state legislation while major safety decisions bypass law enforcement? Second, let's talk data. ChatGPT for healthcare is now reading Epic patient charts directly on OpenAI systems under terms they can change on just 30 days' notice. And get this, a San Antonio man was arrested 18 days after typing a school shooting plane into an Anthropic chatbot. Seriously, if your most private medical data or a literal death threat is sitting on a server, who exactly is watching the monitors? Finally, New York City is completely banning generative AI in classrooms through the 8th grade. Concurrently, Anthropic and OpenAI are gating their most capable, dangerous models, restricting access to only approved organizations. Are we leaving the most powerful tools strictly to a VIP list while completely pulling the plug on the public school system? As AI entrenches itself in hospitals and schools, the ultimate control over our safety switches still rests in the hands of private tech labs rather than the public. So, who really governs the future of conversation?